citizen doctor and you go dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Francisco Trevino. Date of birth, October 27, 1961. Case ID number is 6523096. Date of exam, October 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Ryan Curtis. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old single male with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / post-traumatic stress disorder / personality disorder, comma, right knee osteoarthritis, comma, and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in March of 2022, where he worked as a cook for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house where the owner is allowing him to stay for free. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, depression / post-traumatic stress disorder / personality disorder. Number two, right knee degenerative joint disease / osteoarthritis. Number three, lumbar sacral back pain with right-sided radiculopathy and a herniated disc of the L4, L5. Number four, hypertension. History of allegations. Number one, depression / post-traumatic stress disorder / personality disorder. The claimant states that in 2010, he was diagnosed with a personality disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, and depression. The claimant has had suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempts. He states at one time he thought about stabbing himself. He does suffer from insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, trauma, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased ability to focus, comma, anger episodes, comma, and bipolar symptoms. The claimant states that he does have times when he hears voices and does see shadows and does have anger episodes. He's upset that he is not able to work anymore because he's sick, and states that he feels like he's a failure to his family. He states he got worse in 2010 when he started to have back problems. At the present time, he's on duloxetine, 75 milligrams QD, trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, and hydroxyzine, pamomate, 10 milligrams QHS. He states that these medications are helping his condition. Allegation number two, right knee degenerative joint disease with osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2022, he had difficulty in ambulating secondary to severe degenerative joint disease of the right knee. The claimant went on to have a right total knee replacement, which was performed in March of 2023 with fair results. His knee condition was diagnosed with a X-ray and an MRI. He states that the left knee does have some problems as well, and he has received multiple steroid injections into both knee areas. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 3 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. He does have a cane that he uses all the time, and his physician is Dr. Patrick Sanders. The claimant does take aspirin 325 milligrams QD for pain relief. He states he does very little physical activity. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, but not doing anything else because of his back and knee pain. His condition is stable at this time and has been treated with a right total knee replacement. Allegation number 3, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc at the L4, L5 with right leg radiculopathy. The claimant states that in 2010, he injured his back while he was working at an automobile company. He states the character of the pain is a stabbing, aching, throbbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg. No surgeries were performed. However, an MRI revealed that he had a herniated disc at the L4, L5 with right leg radiculopathy. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 3 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. He has had 3 epidural sterile shots with poor results. The claimant does have a cane that he uses all the time for support. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, but not doing any other exercise whatsoever. His physician is Dr. Lung, and he has seen a chiropractor for 3 months and received 3 months of physical therapy, which he states did not help him too much. He is presently taking aspirin 325 milligrams BID, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with an L4, L5 herniated disc with right leg radiculopathy. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2013, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, frontal headaches, comma, and some blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 163 over 106 mmHg. He was notified of his high reading and told to follow up with his physician. A second reading was performed, and it was 163 over 97 mmHg, which is still very high. Family history. His father died at the age of 62 from heart disease, myocardial infarction, coronary artery disease, and alcohol abuse. He has a brother who died at the age of 52 from muscle cancer. And his mother died at the age of 79 from old age. Medications, lisinopril 40 milligrams QD, amlodipine bisalate 5 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, duloxetine 75 milligrams QD, gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, trazodone 100 milligrams QHS, hydroxyzine pamoate 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hepatitis C, comma, history of rectal bleeding, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, hemoglobin A1C of 5.7, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, personality disorder, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, right knee pain, comma, osteoarthritis. Major surgeries, right total knee replacement on March the 14th, 2023, with fairly good results. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine and states that the last time he used it was in 2022. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C, but denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight is 181 pounds. Height is 5 feet, 7 and 3/4 inches tall. BP was 160 over 106 mmHg. Second reading was 163 over 97 mmHg. Heart rate was 89 beats per minute. Respiration was 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen BMI was 28. General. This is a 62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant has poor dentition. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole was 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole was 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a 20-centimeter vertical right knee scar where a total knee replacement was performed. Could you drop down to skin? After the last sentence, the claimant has multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane that he uses all the time. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the lumbar sacral back area and the right knee area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees on the right side and 50 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of the right knee, and the left knee appears to be normal. There is also knocking sensation of the right knee as well. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, especially for the right foot where he is pending surgery secondary to bone deformity of the right foot where his toes are at the metatarsal area. The claimant was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with his cane. He was unable to The claimant could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a cane at all times for support. Could you drop down to... Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3 bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms, especially of the lumbar sacral back area and the right lower leg. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. However, the claimant does have some signs of osteoarthritis of his fingers. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. Degenerative findings and dextroscoliosis of the lumbar spine versus patient positioning or splinting are noted, comma, with the remainder of the radiographic findings of the bony structures of the lumbar spine unremarkable. X-rays of the right knee, right total knee prosthetic devices noted, with the remainder of the radiographic findings of the image osseous structures unremarkable. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right knee as well as the right foot, where the claimant has 4 hammer toes, which are to be surgically corrected in the near future. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in his visual acuity, but normal visual fields were noted. The claimant is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to right foot hammer toes times 4, osteoarthritis of the knee, and lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses, number 1, depression / post-traumatic stress disorder / personality disorder, being treated at this time and appears to be doing well with the medication regimen. Allegation number 2, right knee osteoarthritis, confirmed with X-ray reports and physical examination. However, the claimant has had a right total knee replacement and is able to ambulate a little better at this time. Allegation number 3, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc at the L4, L5 with mild right radiculopathy. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant might be suffering also from dextroscoliosis and degenerative disc disease. Number four, hypertension. Being treated at this time, blood pressure was 163 over 106 mmHg. The claimant was advised to follow up with his physician and told that his blood pressure was high. He is taking his medications. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Francisco Trevino.